The committee running the memorial is preparing to add three names to the site as part of the continuing attention to the stone walls and to the people who were affected by the wars and by the carved names which reflect what can happen when men and women are sent off to war. Dan Frontera is a committee member for the Western New York Iraq Afghanistan Memorial. Frontera says there's new lighting coming and more working with the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park to pay attention to what visitors leave behind.
Where we can take the locks of hair that have been left by a mom for her daughter, a hat, a coin, a unit patch, a note, a card for a little girl's dad. To take these things that are not lost, we want to archive them, we want to put them on display, not for the personal portion of it, but to let families have that comfort in knowing that, you know, my family member has been recognized, someone's been here to see them.
Frontera says this will be similar to the Vietnam Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery. The goal is to help people recover and heal from pain and loss. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.